Well, if Iowa's defense can improve its pass rush this season, it'll be up to a young group of defensive ends to provide it. Redshirt freshman Anthony Nelson will see his first action in Saturday's opener against Miami of Ohio. The former Waukee standout has moved to the top of the depth chart on one side.
Hopefully it means that I've been making progress trying to get better like everybody else on the team. And just as a unit, we've got a lot better. And so I think that's good, and that'll show and pay dividends in the game.
An effective pass rush may be the only thing keeping the Iowa defense from being considered elite.
We've been working on it, and everybody in the room has been helping each other, trying to improve our pass rush. And that's one of the things that has been really good this camp is we've been a lot of even defensive tackles talking to defensive ends talking to defensive ends about techniques, not only in the pass but in the run. And we have a good group and a lot of good chemistry in that room. It really helps us out a lot.
The linebackers are experienced, and the secondary features two senior corners led by last year's Thorpe Award winner Desmond King.
It kind of helps out our defense a lot, having two guys that's experienced on the boundary. And then with the safeties that we have as well. And, I mean, it's going to help us out in the long run. And we're just, trying to be a complete defense this year.
King says more pressure on opposing quarterbacks will help to lead to more turnovers.
That's one thing that, that we kind of feed into is the turnovers, try to get turnovers for our team. And that's going to be the game changer this year is us making plays on defensive side.
And the Hawkeyes are a 4-touchdown favorite in Saturday's matchup at home against Miami of Ohio. And we'll have that game for you here on the radio. 12:30 pregame, about 2:30 will be kickoff from historic Kinnick Stadium. East Carolina, UNLV, and New Mexico are out of the Big 12's expansion derby. Officials at each school said Wednesday they were notified by the Big 12 that they are no longer being considered for membership. UNLV President Len Jessup and Athletic Director Tina Kunzer-Murphy issued a statement later in the day to acknowledge the Rebels were no longer being considered. UNLV has been a member of the Mountain West since 1990. As the landscape of intercollegiate athletics continues to change, ensuring UNLV is properly positioned and is a member of a conference that is the best fit for our university and community remains part of our long-term vision. That was what the statement said. It continued to say we remain committed to fulfilling our responsibility to be a strong and successful member of the Mountain West. New Mexico President Robert told the Albuquerque Journal that the school received very positive feedback from the Big 12, but was informed it would no longer be a part of the conference's expansion search. Lobos also are a member of the Mountain West. Well, the AP Top 25 gets into action with a pair of games involving ranked teams tonight. Appalachian State, which has been known to knock off the big boys from time to time, is at ninth-ranked Tennessee, which has hopes of landing in the four-team end-of-season playoff. In what might be a bad omen for Tennessee, Volunteers offensive coordinator Mike DeBoard was Michigan's offensive coordinator when they lost to, you got it, Appalachian State back in 2007. Tonight's other game has 19th-ranked Louisville, a 40-point favorite over Charlotte. Quarterback Lamar Jackson leads a high-powered Cardinals offense into that contest. Only the most ardent fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers will likely care much about what transpires in their preseason game at Arrowhead Stadium tonight. Then again, the guys on the field will care very much about what happens. The Chiefs and the Packers are expected to play few, if any, starters in their fourth preseason game, turning the proceedings over to their backups instead. And in some cases, not even the backups will see game action. The Chiefs are resting quarterbacks Alex Smith and Nick Foles, and Aaron Rodgers and ailing Packers backup Brent Hudley will enjoy the night in a ball cap as well. Some coaches have said they will play their starters for a series or a quarter tonight, if only to knock off the last vestiges of rust. But the Chiefs and the Packers are content with the statuses of their veteran cores, so much so that many of the players on both teams have skipped the preseason entirely. Well, you can catch that game tonight. We'll have it for you live. Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers, the final preseason game of the early part of the season now. 6 o'clock, we're on the air with the pregame start time in that contest tonight. In other NFL news, the Vikings have placed Teddy Bridgewater on injured reserve a day after their starting quarterback suffered a dislocated left knee, torn anterior cruciate ligament, and other significant damage during a non-contact drill during practice. The Vikings re-signed quarterback Brad Sorensen for depth the day after he was waived. Sean Hill will be the starter for now. The Vikings wrap up the preseason tonight against Los Angeles. The NFL has cleared Pittsburgh's James Harrison and Green Bay's Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers of any wrongdoing stemming from an Al Jazeera America report linking them to performance-enhancing drugs. The move comes after the league interviewed the three last week during its investigation of that report. In baseball, Kirk Nieuwenhuis homered, and Matt Garza pitched into the eighth inning, leading the Milwaukee Brewers to a 3-1 win last night, ending a six-game losing streak. Nieuwenhuis belted a three-run homer off of Luke Weaver in the third inning. Garza turned in his longest outing of the season, giving up one run and three hits in seven-plus innings, walking two and striking out eight. Yadier Molina hit a solo home run in the fourth for the Cardinals' only run in that contest. Elsewhere in the National League last night, Colorado beat the L.A. Dodgers 7-0. Also, it was the Dodgers beating Colorado 10-8 in the second game of a doubleheader. San Francisco beat Arizona 4-2. Washington over Philadelphia 2-1. The Mets beat Miami 5-2. Atlanta over San Diego 8-1. And the Cubs beat the Pirates 6-5. Brian McCann delivered a sacrifice fly in the 13th inning, and Dellin Betances shut down the Kansas City Royals in the bottom half, giving the New York Yankees a 5-4 victory over the Royals last night. Royals reliever Chris Young gave up a single to Didi Gregorius and a double to Starlin Castro to lead off the decisive frame. Matt Strom came in against McCann for a lefty-lefty matchup, and the New York designated hitter lofted a fly ball to left to score the go-ahead run. Castro hit a two-run homer for the Yankees. Kendry Morales hit one for Kansas City. Elsewhere in the AL, Detroit beat the White Sox 3-2, Boston over Tampa Bay 8-6, Texas pounded Seattle 14-1, Houston over Oakland 4-3, Toronto beat Baltimore 5-3, and Cleveland an 8-4 winner over Minnesota. One interleague game saw the Angels beat the Reds by a 3-0 final. The Royals placed right-hander Chenming Wong on the disabled list with biceps tendonitis and made a series of roster moves to shore up their taxed bullpen before last night's game against the Yankees. Kansas City recalled left-hander Scott Alexander and right-hander Brooks Pounders from AAA Omaha and optioned infielder Christian Colon to the same club. Colon is likely to return when the rosters are allowed to expand today. The Royals used five relievers in their rain-delayed extra-inning loss to New York on Tuesday night. Wong tossed two scoreless innings in that game. Los Angeles Angels star Mike Trout was not heard after being involved in a car crash following a game Wednesday night. The Orange County Register reported Trout was in one of four vehicles involved in two connected crashes on the 55 freeway shortly before 9 last night. One victim was taken to a hospital, another to Orange County Global Medical Center. Captain Larry Kurtz told the newspaper it was unclear if either victim was Trout. Angels general manager Billy Epler confirmed the report and said in a statement he'd spoken to Trout and he feels fine. Epler says Trout was at home and planning to travel with the club today to Seattle. Trout didn't play in the Angels 3-0 win over the Cincinnati Reds. Second baseman Neil Walker was out of the New York Mets lineup for a fourth straight day, and the team revealed he has a herniated disc in his back. Both Walker and the Mets had previously classified the injury as a stiff back. The Mets were waiting for a second opinion on Walker's condition to determine if surgery is necessary immediately or if he could try to play through the injury over the final 4.5 weeks of the regular season. Walker has matched his career high with 23 home runs. Also in baseball news, the Mets acquired right-hander Fernando Salas from the LA Angels in trade for a minor league right-hander. The Orioles have acquired outfielder Michael Bourne from the Arizona Diamondbacks in exchange for a minor leaguer. The Indians added outfield depth, acquiring Coco Crisp in a trade with the Oakland Athletics. In a trade involving two teams trying to make the playoffs, the Pirates traded left-hander Kyle Lobstein to the Orioles for lefty Zach Phillips, and the New York Yankees have acquired minor league outfielder Eric Young Jr. from the Milwaukee Brewers for cash. The fifth seed on the men's side of the draw is out on day three of the U.S. Open. Wimbledon runner-up Milos Raonic hit 15 double faults and lost to his 120th-ranked opponent, a qualifier, Ryan Harrison of the U.S., in four sets in the second round. The fifth-seeded Raonic was treated by a trainer for problems with his left wrist and left thigh during the match and generally looked weary as play went on. Elsewhere in U.S. Open highlights, Novak Djokovic breezed into the third round at the U.S. Open, the top seed advancing when his second-round opponent withdrew from their match with an injury. John Isner took four sets to beat his opponent in a second-round match. On the women's side, two-time Open runner-up Caroline Wozniacki defeated ninth seed and 2004 champ Svetlana Kuznetsova. It was Wozniacki's first win over a top-10 player for the first time in nearly a year. Number 13 seed Johanna Konta rebounded after collapsing on the court in the second set to beat her opponent. Second seed Angelique Kerber and 2015 U.S. Open runner-up Roberta Vinci cruised into the third round. After her first round victory took nearly 2.5 hours and ended close to 2 a.m., the eighth seeded American, Madison Keys, routed her 16-year-old opponent in 48 minutes in straight sets. American CeCe Bellis is sticking around a little longer as well. The 17-year-old qualifier rallied to beat a fellow American, Shelby Rogers, in a three-set match in the second round. And the U.S. Open used its new $150 million retractable roof atop Arthur Ashe Stadium during a match for the first time last night. The cover took about 5 minutes to close at 3-all in the second set of 14-time major champion Rafael Nadal's second-round match against Andreas Seppi. After dealing with rain delays and postponed finals for years, the U.S. Tennis Association finally built a movable roof over its main stadium. It was available for this year's tournament, which started Monday, but the first 2 days were dry in New York. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.